Discover personally how the Word of God can effect a change in your life through the ministry of Reverend Victor Collins Isabri. Reverend Victor Collins is a missionary to Guyana and serves as the senior pastor of the Lighthouse Chapel International, Georgetown, Guyana, South America, a thriving church that is making a difference in so many lives. Reverend Collins is a seasoned minister of the Word of God and has been ministering for over 15 years. He has a rare teaching gift and ministers powerfully under the anointing. Now listen to Victor Collins Isabri.
Praise the Lord. Let's pray. Father, thank you so much for this morning. We give you praise. We give you glory. Thank you for bringing us together again. Speak to our hearts as never before. In Jesus' name, and somebody said, amen. You may be seated in the presence of the Lord. Are you glad to be in church this morning?
Yes.
Are you sure?
Yes.
Amen. We're looking at, you can't serve God alone, isn't it? How many have been blessed by what we've been talking about? Amen. And I believe that we are going to continue talking about that this morning. Exodus chapter 12 and verse 30. And Pharaoh rose up in the night, he and all his servants and all the Egyptians, and there was a great cry in Egypt, for there was not a house where there was not one dead. Verse 31 says that, and he called for Moses and Aaron by night, and said, rise up and get you forth from among my people, both you and the children of Israel. Go, serve the Lord as you have said. Also, take your flocks and your herds as you have said, and be gone, and then bless me also. Amen. Now, we're looking at, you can't serve God alone. When God wanted to take the people of Israel from Egypt, Pharaoh at the point wanted them to go, but he wanted them to go alone without anything. And then Moses said, no, we can't go alone. We have to go with this, we have to go with that. And he said, no, I'll not let you go. Now finally, when the firstborn were dead, his firstborn died, then he came out and he said, now you can go, you and your children, and then everything that you want to go with. You see, and I've been preaching, I've been saying that this is a picture of us Christians, how God expects us to serve him. God does not expect us to serve him alone. We must serve God with a couple of things. And I've started sharing about those things, and I said the first thing I'm talking about is money. You have to serve God with your money. And your money comes in offerings, isn't it? We have thanksgiving offerings. We have first offerings. We have second offerings. We have wave offerings. We have heave offerings. If it's your birthday, you have to thank God with a thanksgiving offering. And it's your wedding anniversary, you have to thank God with an offering, isn't it? Because some people have money, but they are not happy. They don't have wives. Some people have money, but they don't have husbands. Some people have husbands and wives, but they are not happy. You know, so but you have an anniversary, you are celebrating an anniversary, you are excited, you are still alive, your birthday has come. All that you want is that you want to go to a new thriving and eat a fried rice. You don't think about saying thank you to God with an offering. You get a baby and you want to dedicate the baby, you want to christen the baby. All you want is that you want prayer to be prayed for the baby, but you don't know how to say thank you to God with an offering. So all of those things are ways our money goes. But I'm focusing at this point on one particular thing, which is your tithe. Because the tithe is not something that you can really choose. You know, the baby dedication offering, thanksgiving offering, this, that. You know, my brother got involved in some accident. People died, but my brother didn't die. I want to thank God with $20,000 for saving my brother's life. Because if your brother had died, maybe the breadwinner in the house would have gone. Yeah, so you have to really look at things and know how to appreciate things when God does things for you also. You know, so the offering, like I'm saying, many of us don't do those things. Your birthday, you even want a cake. You want to just treat yourself to something nice. And that's all you think about, you, yourself, and you. And you get it. You forget about the God who has kept you alive and saved up to now. So that is quite optional. If you want to do it, it's a good thing. If you don't want to do it, you can't be pushed or forced to do it. But there's one thing about your money that you cannot. It's not a choice. It's not whether you like it or not. It's not, you must, it's a must. You must do it. And that is paying the tithe. The tithe. And we looked at a few things. We said that a tithe, the tithe is from a Greek word called what? Is it dekat or dekate? Which means a tenth. Do you remember? And then what else did we talk about? We said that the tithe is for the Lord. Is that all? The tithe is the first fruits of everything you have. Okay. And then we spoke about also the fact that the tithe is holy money, isn't it? Anybody who uses it, misuses a holy thing. When we say tithe is holy, it means it is special. When we say tithe is holy, it means it's special. Because tithe cannot be something that doesn't steal or tell lies. Money cannot tell lies. Money doesn't speak. Money doesn't fornicate. We are not talking about that. When we say holy, holy means special. Okay? Now, for many of us, some of these words might not mean so much. Because there are a few things you learn because you are exposed to them. There are a few things that you do in life very easily because you have been exposed to it. Do you get it? If you come from a house where mommy and daddy are married, all you know is married. You don't know about living together. If you do living together, it means that somebody has affected you in the wrong way. But what you see, that's the same thing you do. The Bible says in Acts chapter 1 and verse 1 that Jesus Christ, he did certain things and he taught certain things. There are certain things he showed the people. He said, the former treatise have I made, O Theophilus, of all that Jesus began both to do and to teach. So Jesus taught certain things and he also proved certain things physically to the disciples. That's when you go to the play school and nursery, they are trying to teach and educate a child. Pictures are very important. You go there, they have A as an apple, B as a boy, C as something like that. They don't just talk to them only. They give them pictures also. In the same way, in your life, you also need videos. You need to see pictures of things that will register in your memory. Without those pictures, sometimes you are not able to do well. I don't know if you understand what I'm saying. If you come from a background where people don't marry, you are likely also not to marry, except God comes into your life. Are you with me? So there are certain things that if you don't grow up with, you don't understand. So when we say that the tithe is special, you no matter how we say it, you may not understand. But look at something. If you live in a house, for example, with a father and a mother, there are certain things. If your house is a very traditional house, you get, because there are some homes, you know, things just are very open. But for example, if you come to my house, I have a plate and I have a cup. You can't use that cup, you can't use that plate, no matter who you are. I don't know if you understand what I mean. You too. Professor, you too, you have a plate for yourself. Yeah, you have to have a plate. As a father, you need to have a plate. Now, that is a special plate. It's a holy plate. I don't know why Prince is laughing. It is special. It is holy. When I say holy, it means that it is solely for one particular person. My children know about it. You can't take my cup. It's my son who sometimes tries to behave like he's me. He sees that we are all boys, so he thinks that we are the same. We are not the same. Two boys are not the same. One is big, one is small. Like one day he asked my wife, how come I have a lot of meat? And he doesn't have a lot of meat. Can you believe it? He doesn't work anywhere. And he wants a lot of meat on his food like his father has. No, those are special. When I was growing up in my mother's house, when we killed a chicken, I would kill the chicken. I was at a point, I was the chicken killer. And I would kill the chicken. And then You pour hot water on it. You take out the feathers. And then you give it to mommy. Clean it, you give it to mommy. Mommy will do the cutting, the butchering and everything. The meat that we will eat is the legs and the neck. And the wings. I mean, the wings are for my other sister because they are older. But you get the leg. And my mother will push the leg through the skin of the neck. So it looks bigger. My father will get the drumsticks and the back, which has more meat. You don't have anything to say. The drumsticks are special. They are holy. If you want the drumstick, you have to grow and buy your own chicken. So sometimes when we go and steal people's chicken, they will say, aha, today we will eat the thighs. Because you used to steal chicken. You go and take corn. And we go around the area somewhere, you know, especially if your neighbor's chicken likes playing around your place. We agree as boys, and then we go and buy corn, and then we try to feed them. We throw it out, and then the chicken will do it like that. They do it like, please don't go and steal somebody's chicken. And they do it like that, and they'll be following. They'll be eating the corn. You do it like that right to your room, and the chicken will do that. Bah! Before it realizes it's in the room, they will kill it. And we, the two of us, three of us, boys in the area, full chicken, which you normally don't get. Because if it's in the house, you get you get the leg. And the leg, there's no meat on the leg. Only bones. But you that is your hierarchy. Your level of power in the house makes you qualify for the leg. Yeah. You see, so I'm saying that if you see some of these pictures, when you grow up and then you become a Christian and the Bible says that the tithe is holy. You understand what it is? If you grow up in a house where everything is allowed, you can drink from any cup, you can eat from any plate, you can use any spoon. Then when we say this is special, especially when you come to the church, they say, don't park here, so the pastor's parking. You say, what's this? Why can I not park here? Like some of these, ignorant taxi drivers and all of that who come here, they come and park on a bridge. If you park on a bridge, the pastor, the father of the house is coming. He can't wait. You don't work here. Even the chicken leg, you can't get to eat. So when we tell them, don't park on a bridge, then they say, why? I cannot park here. Who is this? And then they see that somebody is coming. They say, they begin to talk. You see, these are people who don't have a certain picture. And once you don't have a certain picture, certain things are very difficult to explain. I don't know if you understand what I mean. For example, you see, we don't have a picture of trains. Many of us have not seen a train before. True or false? So when I talk about trains, you may not understand. But what it is, I believe that one of the important things that we need in Ghana are trains. I tell you. But it's like a picture that if I talk about it, right, let's see if I write it in the newspaper. So we need trains. Somebody say, what's that? We need trains? We need better hospitals. Because they don't understand, they don't have a picture of what a train network does. That you sit in the train from Georgetown straight to Lethem without any road accident. All these logs that come all the way from the interior, it shouldn't come by road. You see this heavy truck coming with this thing, very dangerous. No, you have to find a way, a place where human beings are not so common, to use that path for the carriage of all these things. You see a tractor. I think you see a tractor that is supposed to be on a farm. It has a container at the back of it, 20-foot container, and it's moving it from the wharf to somewhere. It's a tractor on the road? What a shock! Holy! But you see, when I talk about a train network, you may not understand it because you don't know what the train does. We must have a train station, central station in Georgetown. Babies, Quarantine, Lethem, Madia, Linden, all over the place. Trains! You don't have to get all these accidents where minis bad drivers, boom, then you die. Train hardly goes off the rail. And the Indians, India is one of the countries that built the best railway. In Guyana, we have a good contact with the Indians. You see, we can see the picture. We can see the Indians were in Uganda, Indians were in South Africa, every country where there's a good railway network, Indians were involved in building it. They have the reputation of doing that. Is Ghana not dominated by Indians and Indians ruling the country? Why can they not secure a road? When the president went to India the other day, he was looking for a road from East Coast to East Bank, rather. Because he himself doesn't even have the picture of train. Because when we had a train, they've spotted. They've turned the railway into roads. 21st century, we don't have. Go to countries. Some people have even dug underground and they put the train underground. Not up, they put it down. That's how important the train network is. I don't have to worry. I just buy my ticket. I sit in the train straight to Letter, through the bush. When I go, we see some lions and some monkeys. Nice! People will come to Guyana and say, you know what? When you go to Guyana, you just look at there for about 2-3 days and then you take a train to Brazil. That will even bring tourism. You don't have to go and promote. When people get to know, there was a railway network that connects you to Brazil. People will come, oh, Guyana, going to Guyana is cheaper than going to Brazil. Then when you go there, you look around a little bit, and then 3 days' time, you take a train straight to Brazil, Bonfim or Boa Vista. And then from there, you fly to somewhere. It will bring people into the country somehow. The picture is not there. So I'm saying that the tithe is holy. It is special. And for example, our president needs a private jet. Yeah. Otherwise, when you go somewhere, they don't respect you. Yeah. The president of every country deserves their own private plane to take them for meetings worldwide. It's not a luxury. It's a necessity. But you see, we don't understand special things. So even if you take it to parliament and say, let's buy a plane for the president. So, whoa, how much money? Meanwhile, somebody's teeth is $2.1 million. Teeth alone. Paula Sukai. Ah, it's glittering. Ah, it's not even nice also, Prince is saying. Yeah, the dentist, the dental bill, 2.1 or 2.4 million. 2.1 million, right, Prince? Yeah, I'm an Indian Affairs Minister. Yeah. The taxpayers' money is in their mouth. Isn't it fantastic? And you and I, we don't say anything. We are all right. When we talk about special, in the same way, you see, in the same way, again, as I'm talking about this, you must understand what I mean. The tithe is special. You don't touch it. The nation's money is special. But you see, people have not grown up to differentiate between my money and somebody else's money. The nation's money is a special money. It belongs to people. Now they are saying that the Marriott Hotel was built by our money. It's not that they are saying it. Now that they are going out, they want to say it so that we don't come and find out after they are gone and say that this is it. So they are saying it now. Luncheon is saying it now. At Marriott Hotel, instead of they said, oh, there are some secret investors. They don't want to mention their names for safety or something. No, it is our money they used. So you can go and sleep there, Marriott, and just check out. Hey, my money is here. Yeah, it's my hotel. Sorry, Dad. Go there with Tony and go and enjoy yourself one night. Why not? Yeah. You see, again, because when you become somebody like that, you don't understand the special between your own money and the country's money and the people's money. In the same way, Christians, we are also like that. We also don't differentiate between our money and the money that God has that is part of our money. Yeah. 1/10 of your salary, of your increase, is for God. And it is special, it is holy, and you must treat it as such. You can't touch it. You can't go and sleep on your... It's not that these modern children, even your father's bed, you can't go and sleep on your father's bed. I don't know what's wrong with Prince this morning. But I think I'm preaching to him. No, your father's bed. It's not that these children from your father's bed. You go and sleep on your father's bed. Hey, on the right side, the side where he sleeps. Yeah. No, your parents' room was not a room you could just easily go. Yeah, it's a special room. Yeah, sacred. It's holy. It's holy. You see, now that, no, it's become love your children. So now they come and they like come and lie on the bed and they go, all of, no, you can't go. You can't go. You can't go. Jacobs, you can't go. You can't take it. Your father says, your father says, no. Your father's food, you see, when no, your father's food, no matter how hungry you are, your mother will not give you the food. If anything, wait, and then when your father comes, say, you know what, your boy is hungry. Can you please give him something? Yeah. And I don't like it when I'm eating, and then let's say my son will come and say, can I have some? I say, can you have what some? Go to your mother for your own food. This is my food. Not that I don't want to give you them, but this is something reserved for me. Why do you want to partake of that thing that has been put aside for me? Why are you trying to do that? You're trying to make that thing bogus, like it's nothing. Everybody can eat some. No. When my food, anytime the food is cooked, my own is taken out, it's put to the plate, covered, everything somewhere else. You dare not touch it. It is special. I said it is special. And when you grow up like that, you may easily understand how to handle tithe. Yeah, how to handle tithe. I remember one day, my father, at a point, he was a little more relaxed, and he'll buy a case of beer. In Ghana, we have a beer called Star Beer. It's big. It's like 1 liter. Big. So he had that, 12 in a case. He'll buy it, put it in a little storeroom in the house. And then, Sunday afternoon after church, instead of being holy, he'll drink a beer. Relax and drink a beer. Eat his fufu and then he'd drink his beer. Plantain fufu, he'll drink his beer. So one day, I feel like I was a big man. There was one chilled in the fridge. And I went to take it. And then when I drank 1 liter beer, small boy, teenager, how can you drink 1 liter beer? I wasn't taught to drink beer. So I drank the beer and then I was fed. I was fed up. So I went to pour the rest in the sink. And then my siblings would say, you will see. You'll see what daddy will do to you. So the man came home. Unfortunately, I think his chilled beer. He was looking for his chilled beer. When he went to the fridge, where's my beer? And they said, hey, lashes, legs. Whack, 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 whack. He said, who did the kid? No, it is special. It is holy. It is holy. If you want to drink beer, go and buy your own beer. I said, if you want to drink beer, go and buy your own beer. Not the beer that daddy has put in the fridge and is chilled. That as he's coming home, his mind is on it that I'm going to sit down, relax, and drink my beer. And you, God is depending on that 1/10 of your salary. God is saying that this month, my church should be able to do that and should be able to do that. So God is depending on you. Meanwhile, when the money comes, you take the 1/10 and you blow the money. Tithe is holy. That's what we mean when we say tithe. So that's what we mean. It is special. You can't use something that doesn't belong to you. Learn that. You can't use. You borrow people's shoes. You borrow people's dresses. So you think that you can borrow God's money. You cannot borrow God's money. You go to bank and you collect any money. I want 1 million. I want this. High purchase. Free. Take it and go. So you think that you can take God's money also. That is what has made us the way we are. We can take things without paying for it. We can do things without bearing any penalty for it. So we do things just like that. No. Yeah, no. Now you can drive a car just by signing a paper. You can live in a house just by signing a paper. You can get clothes just by signing a paper. Easy generation we are in. So we think that when the money comes into the bank also. In fact, there are some banks that they give you overdraft. If your money is not there, you can go into some negative. You can go into the money of the bank. You see, so with all of that training now, there's no holy thing anymore. There's nothing special anymore. There's nothing special anymore. Your father's bag, you can open it. Open your father's bag. What are you looking for there? One day I went to my father's bag, I saw something, I almost got blind. I tell you. Yeah. What are you looking for in your father's bag? Yeah. There's so many things about your father that you wouldn't know. Even no matter how old you are, you wouldn't know. They are secret. They are special. They are secret. It's when you grew up to a point that he believes that you are older, that he begins to share certain things with you. That's how my father used to treat me. There are so many things that I got to know after I had become a bit older. And then even to the point when I became a pastor and I would go for holidays, then he would say to me, and he'd tell me some things. Because now it's like I'm a pastor, I've grown. So he begins to, certain things are special. He tells me how, even how he met my mother. You can't know. What do you want to know? This is special. It's holy. You see, now we are preachers, so we tell you everything. No. How my father met my mother. It was even my mother who told me. My father didn't tell me. It's my mother who told me how my father got to marry her. Yeah. We laugh, yeah. And one of the things that my father couldn't stand was when my mother was disrespectful. He couldn't stand those things. Because it's like, telling me, you talking to me like that? You talking to me? You do who you talking to? It's Mike, isn't it? When your wife talks to you and I said, so, what do you mean? I'm special, you know. I'm holy. Mr. Wills, I'm holy. Yeah, I'm a holy man. You can't talk to me. No, you cannot talk to your husband like that. The child cannot speak to their father like that anyhow, because they are holy. They are special. There's a certain image of a father in the house. I can't talk to you. When I'm talking to you, you are walking away. No, you don't have manners. Stand and talk. My father. If you ask my father for money, he will tell you he's going to borrow. So wait 3 days' time. You can't talk to my father unless all of you are seated. If you have something to tell him, say, okay, hold on. And I say, come, sit down. You are not sitting down, you are not talking to him. So talking to him was a very special thing. If you have foolishness, you can't go to him. He sits down. And then he said, okay, so what's the latest? And then you talk. He says, how much? He says, okay. All right. I'll go for a loan and then Monday. No loan. The money is in the room. The money is in the room. Because he's trying to create an impression that money is not just not on trees. These days they say, Daddy, they say we should bring 1,000 contribution. Raffle. Thousands. You think the money is just floating somewhere? They say contribution. They say this. Exam papers, 120. They say, teachers appreciation. They want to do this. You should bring money. The teachers want to be appreciated. A concert. You have to bring money. No. My father, money. You have to give him time. You have to hold on. He's going to borrow. You have to make sure you get somebody to lend him the money. If your father is going to borrow money, will you not feel sad for him? So, Daddy, don't go and borrow. So we used to, when we come home, we used to find ways to collect money. You can't do that to yourself. We are smart. Yeah. That's how people used to go home and they say, I need a book. I need a book for Joe, Gra, and Fee. So Joe is 1,000. Gra is 1,000. Fee is 1,000. So 3,000 for Joe, Gra, and Fee. Because they will not release the money. They are going to borrow the money. So when you get your chance, you have to take some money. It's special. Yeah. Your father's money, it doesn't just spend the money. The money is buying food for you. It's by paying your school fees. There's no money to waste. I tell you, Daddy, can we go to Popeye? I look at them. I say, you take the money, it's just around. Money doesn't go to Popeye just like that. You go to Popeye when angels come and appear to us. Then you go to Popeye. Yeah. They see movies. They see, I think they've been seeing this, you know, York's. There's this ice cream place on Albert and somewhere, one of those places. And then anytime you pass there, can we go to York? Can we go to York? We can't go to York's. Let's go and borrow and then go to York's. Then once in a while, you know, then you pass there. They get excited. So it's good. At least we didn't say that I didn't buy ice cream for you. You know, but it's special. Everything is special. And when you grow up like this, most of the time, you are able to appreciate these special things. Amen. Daddy's car is a special car. Yeah. You don't drive daddy's car without permission. Sometimes it's just not just because he doesn't want to give it. It's special. It's something that is preserved for him. My chair here is a holy chair. You can't come and sit down here. You are waiting to talk to me and you just come and sit down. No. The fact that the colors are the same doesn't mean that you can just sit anywhere. Yeah, no. It's borrowed chair.
You can't sit on the chair that the pastor of the church sits on. It's special. It is special. I say it is special. And when we grow up like that, then we will learn to make sure that 1/10 of our increase and everything that we own, we give it to the Lord. Stand to your feet, somebody. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Wow. Thank you, Lord. Blessed be your name, O God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank God. Why don't you thank God for them? Let's thank the Lord. Thank the Lord. Yes, Lord. Thank the Lord for what you've heard this morning. Maybe many of us have not been taking the tithe as a special money that belongs to God. Thank God for opening up your eyes and revealing to you how special the tithe is. Blessed be your name, O God. Thank you, Jesus. Kabrondos. Rikabarabashi kebrende mesendis. Randere me kabandiri mi kabrasha kataya babandos. We will treat the offering, the tithe, as a special money, O God. We will not go into it. We will not use it. We will not use it for our personal gain or anything. We will not spend it on ourselves. Lord, it is yours and it's yours alone, and we will give it to you. Blessed be your name, O God. Father, thank you for speaking to our hearts. Thank you for affecting our lives. I know our lives will never be the same again. In Jesus' name. You are not saved. You are not born again. You want to go to heaven when you die. This is a prayer you must pray. Pray this prayer with me. Heavenly Father, I am a sinner. Forgive me of all my sins. Wash me with the blood of Jesus. I believe with all my heart that Jesus died for me. I believe God raised Jesus from the dead. And I believe Jesus is alive right now. Come into my heart, Lord Jesus, and make my heart your home. I believe that by this simple prayer, I have been saved from hell. My name is written in the book of life, and I am born again now. Thank you, Father, for saving my soul. In Jesus' name, amen.
We believe you have been blessed by the powerful preaching of God's Word. For more information on the ministry of Reverend Victor Collins Isabri, please call us on 592-225-6760 or email us at lciguiana@gmail.com. You can also log on to www.lighthousechapelguiana.org. God richly bless you.